Jerry, let's go see Sally Gooden.
Well, it sounds like that time again, and it sure is. So, a very good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and a very, very, very good night to all of you. In fact, wherever you're listening to this lovely little show on this wonderful place we call home, I'd like to welcome one and all to another show in this long-running series I call Honky Tonkin'. Anyway, I'm DJ Mouseman Zinn. I'm coming at you all the way from London, here in England. And welcome, like I say, to show number 22 in this long-running series, like I say, I call Honky Tonkin'. Honky Tonkin' is all about good music, mostly from the 40s, 50s, and the early 60s. It complements all styles from bluegrass, hillbilly, rockabilly, rhythm and blues, stomp blues, everything. It encompasses a great spectrum of music. And over the shows that I've been doing since the last 22 shows, we've covered many areas, which is a good thing. And I've been looking forward to this show, because this one's all about rocking instrumentals. Hard-driving, mad, loud, you know, nutty instrumentals. And welcome to Honky Tonkin', and that's what we're going to be doing in this show. To kick things off, I want to start off with a song that I believe was very influential in the whole revival of instrumental music in the late 80s and early 90s. Now, when I was a DJ in London back then, I was quite kind of busy doing lots and lots of things. One significant thing I did remember, or do remember, back then is the DJs, especially around London and the South and England and places like that, I can't speak for other places, but the DJs only played 50s, predominantly 50s original recordings in the clubs and on the dance floors, doo-wop, R&B, rockabilly, you know, country stuff. Very, very rarely did a modern band even... you'd be lucky to get your record played in the clubs. I mean, I'm sure there were audiences out there buying bands' music that went to see bands, but if you went to record hops, you wouldn't hear modern bands being played in clubs, especially back then. It was predominantly all 50s music or of that genre. And then it all changed. Now, something happened, I remember, back in them days. Because I was a DJ myself, and I wouldn't play modern recordings. But a band appeared from America that changed all that. And they changed a couple of things. I remember being DJ at the Notre Dame Hotel. The Notre Dame in Leicester Square somewhere with Tom Ingram. And this record had been floating around for a few weeks. Now, I'd already been playing it at my lunchtime clubs and other little places, but this, a few weeks down the line, this record was gaining momentum. And the specific thing was, it wasn't an original recording. It was a modern band. And I remember playing it, especially this night, because it absolutely flooded the floor. And for the first time in my imagination, or in my memory as a DJ back then, this was the record that broke open the door for DJs to start picking up in the 50s scene on playing modern recordings. So to kick off this instrumental show, I thought I'd just mention that little bit of history in my head, musical history, back in London, back in them days. And I'm going to start the show off with that band and with that recording. And they're significant for two reasons. A, they were a modern band that had a hit, a massive big hit, that opened the door and the floodgates for lots of bands afterwards for DJs to start playing their songs. And they also opened up the instrumental revival as such, because there's always been instrumental music, as you all know. This band was the Planet Rockers, and this was the song that kicked it all off for bands and instrumental music. Let's kick in to this show. Welcome to Honky Tonkin' Goes Rockin' Instrumentals. We'll be right back. Wow, what a way to start a show. Yes, once again, welcome to Honky Tonkin. And a very long introduction there for me, but I thought it was worthy of getting a starting point of this whole instrumental thing. And for me, it was late 89, 1990. And we started off there with three modern recordings from that time. And the first one, kicking the door wide open and changing things everywhere. That was Rampage from the Planet Rockers. First up with Eddie Angel there on guitar. Fantastic record. Still brilliant today, 23 years later. Second up from Japan was a band called the Death Dealers. And that song, that mad, mad instrumental song, was called Kanpai Usaka. And third there, that was Blue Voodoo by the band called Blue Voodoo. Big Steve on guitar. And that band was made up of many British musicians as well. Each of them three songs in their own right were big hits of the day back in the early 90s. Anyway, that's what we're going to do. We're going to play some modern bands doing their recordings of great instrumentals. And we're going to go back to the beginning of rock and roll instrumentals in the 1950s and early 1960s. So we're going to cover in this hour quite a wide range of stuff. We're not going to play everything. We can't do it in 1 hour. I need 25 hours. But we're going to just play the best. Here come another three recordings from the 90s of great modern bands. We'll be right back. We're honky tonkin' and we're doing some wild rocking instrumentals on this show. I'm DJ Mouseman Zian, coming all the way from London. And there we had another three sort of modern bands doing some great instrumentals, kicking off first with their version of that fantastic song called Penetration. All the way from Germany was the Hot Boogie Chillin' doing something very slightly different there. I love that version. Second up there was one of my own songs I wrote. Yes, I'm going to blow my own trumpet for once on Honky Tonkin', and that was Cadet Walk by the Space Cadets there from 1995. And that last one there, the mad one, come from Finland. I think it's from Finland. Forgive me if I'm wrong. It could be Finland or Sweden or Norway. Somewhere up there. That was a fantastic song called Up on the Mountain. The band there were the Beat Tornadoes with that strange song. I love that song. It's one of my own all-time favourite instrumentals by any modern band, the Beat Tornadoes there. So here we are on this fantastic first show of instrumentals, wild rocking instrumentals, because there's going to be many more, because we have a big area to cover. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go back to the beginning. And here's the governor of the big guitar, Link Wray.
Music of the Sabres, and stand by! Yeah.
all now here.
Yes, another three in a row there. I think more music and less chat in this show. I think that's the best way to go forward. Starting off on our first of that three, there was the fabulous, the king of the big guitar, the governor, as we like to call him, Link Ray there and Juices Wild. Second up was that brilliant screaming sax song from a band called the Les Sabres, or the Sabres. That was a brilliant tune called Stand By. And there, with a little bit of a blues guitar and a bit of shuffling going on, there was the fabulous Long John Hunter and El Paso Rock. The music here on Honky Tonkin' continues, and it's our rockin' instrumental show. Let's do it.
Firefly. We'll be right back.
Whoa, yeah, I've enjoyed myself on this particular show there. Another three great instrumentals in a row there. Once again, welcome to our show. If you've, you can't just tune in because you must have been listening from the beginning. It is a podcast. Welcome to Honky Tonk In anyway. Mouseman's in all the way from London, and we're focusing on some great rocking instrumentals on this show. First up there, we had another king of the mad guitar there, Travis Wammack and his fantastic Firefly. Second up there, we had a song that I remember picking it out and trying to play this back in sometime around 1987, and it just flopped. People weren't ready for Charge by the Renegades then. You know, I played it 3 years later in the middle of the big revival of instrumentals that was going on, and the E-Generation. And yeah, it took off really, really big. Second up there, like I say, that was Charge by the fantastic Renegades. And there, the third one, what you just heard there, was a band in the mid-60s, The Hoggs, H-O-G-G-S, that is, in case you're writing this down out there, Quilly. That was a song called Blues Theme. And I think there was a couple of versions of that, and I think there was a film version, which was in the film The Wild Angels with Henry Fonda in it. In fact, instrumental music has played a big part in the backdrop of films. As we all know, Mezzaloo, massive, massive hit in the last 20 years from the film Pulp Fiction and stuff like Pipeline and The Wanderers. In fact, instrumental music has always been in the back of movies somewhere. I haven't yet heard this one in the back of a movie, but I think it should be. Another three in a row, and we're starting off with a great British guitarist, Paul Owen. We'll be right back. Another three in a row there from our rocking instrumentals here on Honky Tonkin. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're 45 minutes in, and those three songs were. The first one there was from Paul Owen, as we all know him many, many years ago in that great band, The Rough Diamonds. And Paul could certainly do some great stuff out on his own there. And that was the incredible Ahead Warp Factor number 7. I wonder what he was drinking that day. This show goes out to Paul Owen and Jane Dawkins this week, who are, as I go to air, celebrating 25 years of marriage. And they're going to have a big party sometime this week. And I'm going to go down to that. And I'd just like to dedicate the whole of this show to Jane and Paul. If they're listening in, this whole show is for you. I know you love this music, and I'm dedicating it to you. Happy 25 years. Second song there was a great name for a band, the Bambi Molesters. Now, would you want to molest Bambi, really? Think about it. Anyway, that was the Bambi Molesters, that second beautiful song, which was called Central Coast Swing. And our third one there, back to the late 50s or early 60s, not sure the actual recording date, but that was Joey Belamo and the fantastic Steamer, one of my old faves. We're sticking with the 50s as we keep on going and trucking on through the rocking instrumentals here. No, we're not. We're not going to do that one. I've made up. We're going to do this one. See, I messed up. All the mistakes here are included. It's Honky Tonkin, and we're doing the rocking instrumentals. We'll be right back. there are things falling off the shelf in my room. You won't believe how high I had that turned up in here. And it's only a Thursday afternoon. Three great more instrumentals in a row there. What did we start off with? Yeah, I messed up. Okay, I know that. That's why I keep all the mistakes in here, man. I don't care. It's a live show. Try doing a whole show and talking and putting records on. Right, let's. Where did we start? We started almost with my friends, the Sun Rockets out from Spain there, but I had to abandon that because it wasn't an instrumental. So we moved on to our three. The first one was a great one from the 50s there, Jay Brown and the Jets and that fabulous Hanky Panky. Second one up there was the fabulous Corvettes and their Shafton. And the last one there you just heard, very disturbing song, Countdown 1-2-3 by an even more disturbing name, The Twisters, and that fantastic record. Right, I'm going to turn it up again. I am going to go all out for a big smash here.
Thank you. Camel Walk.
Minimising the chat and maximising the music on this show, doing three in a row bundles of all this great music in this particular show of Honky Tonkin, and we've been looking at the rocking instrumentals, and it's been a great show. It's 60 minutes in here, and what we had there was Mustang first off, The Governor, The Maestro, Link Wray from a 1964 session, and second up, a great one, The Wonderful Saxons and their Camel Walk, and there again, what you just heard there was the fabulous Tijuana from Link Wray again. Now, we're coming to the end of this particular Honky Tonkin show. There will be more. I've got bundles more of instrumentals to get through. In fact, I'm going to be doing them in the next few weeks. I want to get this whole instrumental series done and dusted. This is volume one. We're coming to the end of it, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Let's do a couple of more, and I'm going to go back to a Travis Wammack tune.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We'll be right back.
When guitar legend Chet Atkins first heard Travis Wammack, the guy we just played there, he said three words. He said, "This is scary. The shape of things to come." And the 50s and 60s were full of great instrumentals, as has been the last 20 years of great rocking bands. In our next show of great instrumentals, I'm going to take a deeper look at the 1950s, the rockers who dared to turn up the guitar. We've already done Guitar Wizards in this show of The Country Gentlemen. In the next of these great instrumental shows, we're going to solely look at the 50s rockers, the bands that turned up the guitar in the 1950s, long before the garage instrumentals and all that, and the beginning of Link Ray's Rumble and stuff like that. So look forward to the 50s instrumental show in volume 2 of this. It's time for me to go, get a coffee, grab a whiskey, do my hair, put my boots on. And I'd like to thank you all, wherever you've been listening in, for staying tuned for this first rocking instrumental show. I'm going to finish off with probably one of the most recorded of all instrumentals. Everyone's had a go at it, and apart from me. And well, let's play it. Here's the fabulous song, Jack the Ripper, this time by the Mustangs. The Killer. The Killer version. I'll see you all again, honky-tonkers. From me here in London, I'm Mouse Mounds in. Turn it up and goodbye. There and Jack the Ripper. Well, I just decided during that song that my next Honky Tonkin' will be volume 2 in this wild rocking instrumental stuff, and it will be the stuff from the 50s. Okay, so that's what's coming next. I hope you've enjoyed this show. Thanks to the Planet Rockers for kicking it all off in the first place, and I mean that sincerely. Anyway, for me here in the Honky Tonk Bar, I'm going to leave you and say goodbye with another instrumental. Take it away, Hank. I'll see you soon, Honky Tonkers.
Let's go see fairly good.
It's been a great show, thank you. Stay tuned, and once again, our next Honky Tonkin' show is going to be Volume 2 in this series of Instrumental Rockers. Till then, I bid you farewell. Bye-bye.